Hey people, are you in the market for a new pair of sunglasses? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. I've been wearing sunglasses from Retrospects for almost 5 years now, and I won't wear anything else. The styles they have are iconic. They're durable. They're timeless. They're fashionable. Everything out there that you see in modern day sunglass stores is basically inspired by everything Retrospects carries. They carry the vintage stuff. They carry the stuff that everyone wants. They carry the modern day interpretation of the original stuff. They do prescription, they do restoration, they do it all. Email Retrospects at lasvegas@retrospects.com to get 10% off your first purchase, not to be combined with any other offer. And you can also hit up their website at www.retrospects.com. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about how often you should service your watch. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to the show. Today I want to talk to you about a question I frequently get asked, which is how often should you service your watch, especially with automatic self-winding watches or mechanical watches. You need to be a little bit more aware that these things have, you know, parts in them, a lot of parts, and a lot of the parts that are in the watch are used to make the watch run. And initially, when you buy a watch that's mechanical, self-winding, what have you, these parts have, you know, lubricants that make the watch work more effectively, much easier, more smoothly. So, you know, when those oils dry up and the watch has to work harder to perform the same function, it literally, you know, eventually the watch will somewhat break down, lose time, in some cases gain time. It just depends how it was regulated when it comes from the factory. But you definitely should tend to it within a 3 to 5 year period. A lot of people have, you know, this, notion that if it ain't broken, don't fix it. Generally speaking, any good watch company is going to give you a 2 year international warranty. What I generally like to do is, knowing that I have a 2 year international guarantee, unless it's something wrong with the watch right off the gate, you send it in and it gets regulated, that's one thing. But if I know that my warranty is going to be up within 3 months, I like to send my watch in for servicing because it takes about a month to 6 weeks to get the watch back. And effectively, then you have, you know, basically the watch is running like brand new. So that's definitely one way to do it. And then usually once it's done under warranty, and you know, every watch company is different, and this is not a general statement, but a lot of watch companies, once you send it back under the warranty, will give you an additional year, you know, on that servicing as well. So you just have to check with the watch company that you have, what their policy and their guidelines are. But, I've found that if I do my servicing to my watch within 3 months of the warranty being over within the 2 year period, it's a really good thing, because effectively then I don't have to worry about servicing the watch for another, you know, year and a half. So definitely do it. If you see indicators of the watch slowing down, and a lot of people, you know, don't care about, oh, I'm off a couple of minutes, who cares? But those couple of minutes in a month can add up to an hour in a year, or it could add up to more. It just depends. But definitely make sure that, you know, you tend to these things, because, you know, at the end of the day, you take care of your watch. It's like cleaning a car, making sure that your oil, you know, you get your oil changed. You know, you take care of it. You know, you're taking care of it for the next generation. You can pass it down, and, you know, then these things hold their value better as well. If a watch is in working condition, absolutely will hold its value better, you know, as opposed to not. A lot of people leave things to the very, very last minute. And let me tell you, that can be a really bad thing, because it will cost you much more in the long run to overhaul and clean your watch. And you're out, you know, not only, you know, several hundred dollars or more, possibly several thousand dollars, depending on who the watch company is. But you're also out, you know, what could have been 4 to 6 weeks, you could be out 3 to 6 months, depending again who the watch company is. So definitely tend to that. It's an important thing. Maintenance and aftercare are very important parts of owning a wristwatch. And, you know, I get a lot of people who hem and haw and say, you know, oh my God, I can't believe how expensive these things are. But if you think about it, this is something you wear every day. It's on you at practically every moment. When you're sleeping, when you get up, some people shower with their watches. That's another thing that I will definitely tell you. Just because a watch is water resistant, it doesn't mean you should shower with it. I get a lot of people saying, oh, you know, my watch is pressure proof to 250 meters, 300 meters, 1,000 feet, whatever it is. I can dive with it. I can do anything with it. Effectively, what you're doing is you're destroying the watch when you shower with it, because the pressure of the shower head and the hot water will really destroy it. Because remember, you've got rubber gaskets that are in the watch that protect it for being water resistant. And, you know, those rubber gaskets will expand and contract, and eventually they'll break, and then the watch won't be water resistant anymore. And that's another thing that will cause you a very expensive servicing to the watch, because you've showered with it. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, I've worn it for 10 years and I've showered with it and I never had a problem. And then the watch, you know, at some point breaks down, stops completely. They send it in for service, and then there's like a $1,500 bill attached to it at the end. So if you want to save yourself, you know, time, money, hassle free, you know, definitely look into, you know, getting the repair done as close to the end of the warranty period as possible, so you get a new warranty. Depending on who the watch company is, look at your watch, make sure you're taking care of it. You know, a lot of people do a lot of crazy and stupid things with their watches. You know, watches are meant to be worn but not abused. That's the way I look at it. And look, everybody is at their own discretion what they want to do with their watch. But if you really want to hold its value, if you really want to take care of it, you really want it to last beyond yourself and pass it down, then take proper care of it. You know, don't hem and haw 2 years later that you have a $500 repair. You're taking care of it. You're not having to buy new watches every 2 years. You're effectively investing in the future of the watches, the watch running correctly. So do that for sure. I highly recommend that. I highly recommend as well that, you know, you don't shower with the watch, because it will destroy it. If you want to change the look of your watch without investing in another one, go to your local retailer. Go, you know, there are many places that you can buy really nice straps in different grains, from alligator to ostrich to, you know, old vintage ammo pouches that have been converted into straps, or, you know, military bomber jackets that have been converted into straps, or, you know, really, really sophisticated high grains, whether it be Stingray or whatever it may be, calf, you know, Nubuck. There's so many different ones out there. For a fraction of the price of the watch, you're getting a totally new look. So go and see, you know, what your options are, because I'll tell you, a new strap can totally change the look of the watch, can give you that reinvigoration, can make you fall in love with your watch again, can make you have a whole new profound respect for it, can make you see your watch in a totally different light. You know, I have probably 5 or 6 straps for my watch, and it depends how I feel. It's a mood thing. You know, sometimes I wear black, most of the time I wear brown or tan or whatever, but yeah, see what's out there. See what's best for you. Look, you know, do some research online. There are tons of companies out there that do it and are really well priced and are really well made and really high quality. And they do aftermarket buckles as well. So, you know, definitely check that out as an option. But just as I said, 3 to 5 years is where I would be. The technology is definitely getting better. But, you know, a regular automatic or a manual wind wristwatch, every 3 to 5 years, you should definitely send it in for servicing. And, you know, if you want it done correctly, I would send it back to the manufacturer. A lot of people out there have a guy, you know, that they use, or someone in their family that they trust, and that's fine. If you feel comfortable with that, that's fine. If you're under the warranty period of your watch and you send it in to someone that's not authorized to work on it, that will effectively as well, your warranty will become null and void. You know, a lot of people like to buy watches online, and a lot of people online don't sell, you know, they give you their own warranty. And a lot of people are like, well, what's the big deal? Well, again, it's something where if you send it in eventually to the manufacturer, they will work on it, but they'll charge you a lot more money because it was tampered with by someone else. So definitely go to to an authorized source. You know, a lot of the retailers send them back to the manufacturer directly, have technicians on site that have been trained by the manufacturers and are authorized to work on them on site. But I, that's the best way I would do it to make sure, because then you have a maintenance log, almost like a journal of the watch's life and what kind of servicing it's been through. It's always important to keep that documentation if you decide to sell it. And it's just good to have for your own records as well. So anyway, those are my thoughts on servicing your watch and how frequently you should do it. I'd like to thank my sponsor, Retrospects, at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. There's nothing to think about. If you want the coolest pair of sunglasses, go to www.retrospects.com. Email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com to get 10% off your first purchase, not to be combined with any other offer. I'd also like to thank Shalboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks for this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please check out my Instagram feed worldwide at AmitDaveHonda. You can also check out my Twitter, also at AmitDaveHonda. You can check my Facebook watch page, and don't forget to like it. You can also sign up for my weekly newsletter, which is packed with information. If you don't have time to commit to reading my blog daily, it's a great way to stay informed without, you know, investing a lot of time. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.